Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Recruiter and Veterinary Recruiter Stacy Purcell of The Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health and veterinary industries. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, the Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we are starting a new series about why professionals need an animal health recruiter or veterinary recruiter. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
Now, Stacy, we've talked about the value of an animal health or veterinary recruiter before. Why did you feel the need to revisit the topic and also to do so with a series of podcast episodes?
Yeah, well, one of the reasons, Caleb, is I believe that professionals in the animal health industry and veterinary profession, some people might have assumptions and beliefs about recruiters and their role in the marketplace. And because of that, I think that some professionals may be selling themselves short, or they could be selling their career short. And people need to realize that an animal health recruiter or veterinary recruiter can be a tremendous resource. Another reason I've decided to address this topic today is a question that a candidate asked me last year.
And what was that question, Stacy?
Well, the candidate asked me, "Stacy, why do I need a recruiter if there are so many available jobs?"
Actually, that is something that sounds like a rather logical question to ask.
Well, yes, and I could understand why this candidate would ask that question. After all, not only is the national unemployment rate still very low, but the unemployment rate in the veterinary profession is even lower than that.
And we have discussed the current and future veterinarian shortage multiple times on the podcast.
Yes, we have. So those are all of the reasons why that question does sound logical. However, just because there is low unemployment, the job market is good, and there are plenty of jobs, does not mean that professionals do not need an animal health recruiter or veterinary recruiter. The argument can be made that you need a good recruiter just as much when times are good as when times are bad. In fact, the argument could be made that you need them even more now.
And I'm guessing that we're going to make that argument today, or to be more accurate, you are going to make that argument.
Yes, that's right, I am. And I will be making that argument during the next few podcast episodes. In the process, we are going to dig deeper and examine not only all of the value that an animal health recruiter or veterinary recruiter can provide for professionals in the industry, but also the reasons why some professionals may be reluctant to work with recruiters. It can sometimes be a complex and multifaceted situation.
Now, before we get rolling, can we examine the psychology of this kind of situation? Is it just that candidates believe they can conduct a quality job search themselves and that they don't need a recruiter? What is behind their reluctance to partner with one?
Well, I think there could be multiple things, actually. So first, as you said, they believe they can conduct a job search themselves when they want to do so. However, everyone these days are very busy, and it's difficult for some people to conduct a thorough job search. And that's especially the case when they're already employed, and right now veterinarians are pretty much at full-time employment. I have said this before, and it's still the case, I haven't met an unemployed veterinarian in the past several years who needed a job and couldn't find one. I think another reason is that some professionals don't have much experience working with recruiters, so they may be apprehensive about doing so. And this is part of being in the comfort zone and trying to maintain the status quo. But like the old saying goes, if you do what you've always done, then you'll get what you've always got. If you want to grow your career in new and exciting ways, and you have to do different things. You have to try different things, and one of those things could be working with a recruiter.
That does make sense. What about the matter of trust? Do some professionals just not trust working with a recruiter?
That could be the case, especially if those professionals have had a poor experience working with their recruiter in the past. And if that's the case, then I certainly can't blame them. However, that just underscores the importance of finding both an experienced and reputable recruiting firm that has a track record of placing people just like you. There are certainly plenty of recruiting firms out there that are not experienced and not reputable. This is why it's important to conduct research and make sure that you find a recruiting firm that can actually help you accomplish your career goals and reach your professional potential. I recommend looking for a recruiting firm that has been around a long time and placed many professionals like you. If you are a veterinarian, you don't need a recruiter who places accountants or lawyers. You need an expert veterinarian recruiter who knows the profession in which you work. You also don't want a fly-by-night recruiter, but look for someone who is well established and has placed many people with similar credentials to you and who has a good track record.
So how much does confidentiality play in candidates not trusting recruiters or not wanting to trust recruiters? Are they afraid that their employer will find out that they're talking with a recruiter and then their employer will view them as disloyal?
Well, that's a great question. And yes, that does play a role in terms of why some professionals may be reluctant to trust recruiters. In fact, I get asked this question by candidates sometimes. They'll ask me questions like, is this process confidential? Are you going to make sure my employer doesn't find out that I'm exploring opportunities? Or does anyone know that I'm going to interview with this company? And I assure them that as a professional animal health recruiter and veterinary recruiter, it is my hallmark to keep the confidentiality of candidates, job seekers, and professionals. In fact, not only do I practice confidentiality with candidates, but I also do so with our firm's clients. It's part of my job and default setting for how I operate on a daily basis. In fact, allow me to share exactly what I tell my clients when it comes to preserving the confidentiality of a candidate's job search.
Okay, that would be great. What do you tell them?
Well, that the interview process is a two-way street. At the same time that candidates are attempting to prove themselves to you, you should also be attempting to prove your organization to candidates. And that means treating all candidates involved in the process with the same level of respect that you expect them to treat you with. And there are two main things that you should respect in regard to candidates. You should respect their confidentiality and also respect their time. Top candidates are likely employed, and as a result, they're conducting their job search in a confidential fashion. They don't want their current employer or anyone else for that matter to know that they're conducting a job search. And since these candidates are employed, they're interviewing during the day. This means they have to make arrangements for interviews while still maintaining the confidentiality of their job search. So as an employer, you should avoid inconveniencing them with an interview process that involves multiple interviews. You should not have them reschedule interviews with you as well. So once you set an interview, you know, only reschedule if there's an emergency, but don't keep rescheduling interviews. If you don't respect the time and confidentiality of candidates, then they will be more likely to drop out of the process, and then you'll lose your opportunity to hire them.
Wow, it does seem like you take confidentiality very seriously. Do you do the same thing with candidates? I mean, do you tell them that you practice confidentiality with your clients?
I do, yes. My hallmark is confidentiality. So just like I protect the candidate's confidentiality, I also protect the confidentiality of our firm's clients. So for example, sometimes candidates ask me to disclose the name of the employer when I'm not at liberty to do so at a certain stage in the search process. And there are valid reasons why I may not be at liberty to do so. One of those reasons is that the employer could be replacing an underperforming employee, or they're in the process of hiring under the radar. As a result, some employers will not want the executive recruiter to disclose its identity until a certain point in the process. So it's important to point out that I don't withhold the name of an employer to keep the candidate in the dark. It's not a reason why the candidate should not trust the recruiter. Instead, the recruiter does that to honor the client's request for confidentiality until we reach an appropriate stage of the process.
So all that makes sense, Stacy. It also seems as though there are many professionals who, like you said, are working under mistaken assumptions and might even believe things about recruiters that just aren't true.
Yeah, sometimes it is because they don't know better or are not educated on how search firms or the executive search profession and how things are expected to work.
So with all that in mind, let's continue our discussion about why animal health and veterinary professionals need an animal health recruiter or veterinary recruiter and especially why they need them when the job market is good.
Yeah, I have a list of reasons why a professional would want to work with a recruiter even if the job market is good and there are a lot of available positions. And the first reason is that companies expect top talent to be represented by a recruiter.
And I've always been curious about that. Do employers really take more notice if a candidate has representation by a recruiter?
Yes, that is the case. For one thing, when a candidate is represented by an animal health or veterinary recruiter, the hiring official knows that the candidate is likely a passive candidate. And passive candidates are more likely to be among the top 5 to 10% of the candidates in the job market. In addition, if the employer has enlisted the services of the animal health or veterinary recruiter, then the hiring official is more likely to give that candidate more credence and credibility. You have to remember that when employers use recruiters, one of the reasons they use them is for their ability to find candidates they could not find on their own.
And candidates use the fact that the recruiter has a relationship with the hiring manager to their advantage, correct?
Absolutely. So this represents some of the major value that a recruiter can offer to professionals. And of course, this is a relationship that the candidate does not have with the hiring manager or hiring authority. In fact, they probably do not even know the name of the hiring manager and would have to conduct research in order to find out their name. Recruiters have access to hiring managers. In the job market, it's about having access.
And when a professional works with a recruiter, they have to access, they have the access to all of that information automatically if they're a viable candidate for the position.
Yes, they certainly do. And you can imagine how long it would take for them to accumulate that knowledge on their own. Because once again, we're talking about passive candidates who were already employed and quite busy. They are gainfully employed, highly regarded, and very busy working in their current position. But there's something else that recruiters know that professionals in the field do not, in addition to knowing the hiring manager and the organization for which the hiring manager works.
And what would that be?
Well, that would be the employment opportunities that exist in the job market that the professionals don't know exist. And they don't know they exist because those opportunities are part of the hidden job market.
Now, we've discussed this before too, haven't we? The hidden job market.
We have, but it bears repeating because opportunities that are part of the hidden job market are typically of a higher caliber. These are important high-level positions that organizations want to fill on a confidential basis. For one reason or another, employers are not going to blast these positions all over the big job boards. Instead, they're going to entrust them to a recruiting firm because they want a methodical, proactive, confidential search to be done to uncover the right candidates.
So you're saying that your typical professional in the animal health industry or veterinary profession thinks they can just get online anytime they feel like looking at what jobs are available and get the full picture of the job market. But that's not really the case, is it?
That's correct. It's not really the case. In fact, it's more likely that the really good opportunities, the jobs that could affect their career and their life in an overwhelmingly positive way, are part of the hidden job market. And the only way they'll be able to access those opportunities is through a recruiter.
So I see a trend here. It seems as though some professionals think they can do the work themselves and achieve the same results as they would achieve by working with a recruiter, but nothing could be further from the truth.
That's correct. So I've been a recruiter and search consultant for more than 25 years, and I know this is the case. But sometimes it's difficult to change a person's belief system or their frame of mind. In many cases, only experience will help them to understand the true value that an animal health or veterinary recruiter can provide. And then, of course, there is the issue of time, which we alluded to previously, but have not really explored in any real depth.
Yeah. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, of course. You know, time is a precious asset, especially for individuals immersed in full-time employment. Juggling the demands of a job and the pursuit of new career opportunities can be an overwhelming and time-intensive task. And that's where a recruiter enters the picture. Recruiters shoulder the responsibility of sifting through job postings, pinpointing potential matches, and submitting resumes on your behalf. Serving as a filter, they ensure that you invest your time solely in pursuits aligned with your skills and career objectives. This enables you to channel your efforts into your current role while the recruiter employer takes charge of the time-consuming task of identifying suitable job openings.
So it seems to me that saving time would be one of the big advantages of working with a recruiter for a couple of reasons. First, a job search is a time-consuming process, and that's if you do it 100% correctly. If you don't do it at a high standard, it can cost even more time. And second, recruiters spend much of their day connecting with hiring authorities at companies in the industry where they work, and they have access to these hiring managers. They have more access to hiring managers than the average job seeker would. Now, Stacey, I noticed that we are just about out of time, and we really packed a lot in today's podcast episode, but as you alluded to earlier, this is a deep subject and one that we'll continue to explore in the weeks ahead.
Yes, it is a deep subject, but also a very important one.
And Stacey, thank you so much for joining us today and for all of this great information about why professionals need an animal health or veterinary recruiter.
It's been my pleasure, Caleb, and I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.